Executive Director with the Grand Rapids Pride Center, Thomas Pierce. Good morning, Thomas.
Morning.
Thank you. Empowering our LGBTQ community through supportive services and awareness. Remind me of the work the Pride Center does, Thomas.
Yes, so we operate a drop-in community center for our LGBTQ plus community members, offer 12 different social and support groups when we can in person, health access initiatives looking to decrease barriers for LGBTQ folk accessing healthcare, some advocacy initiatives in partnership with Equality Michigan, Justice for Our Neighbors. And then a few other different random partnerships that show up throughout the year. We also plan Grand Rapids Pride Festival every year.
Yes, obviously I'll ask about the festival in just a second, but how have you responded to our world today?
Yeah, we took a week about a couple weeks ago and we were closed and we kind of just came together as a team, our small team of four, and we were like, how do we best continue serving our community virtually? We had never done it before. We had to figure it out kind of quickly. So we asked around and we basically created virtual spaces for our community on using the Zoom platform. And so now, every day we have a different type of social and support space, depending on how you identify, how your sexual orientation or gender identity. And we're also doing some just kind of random topical things, just giving people space to be social still while they can't physically be social. So I think tonight I'm hosting one on Zoom from 3 to 4. Let's just talk about our dogs. So let's just talk about our dogs. You don't have to talk about anything else. It's your one opportunity that no one's going to get annoyed with you when you're just gushing about your dog for an hour.
Yes, tell me about your dog.
I have two. I have a 7-month-old lab puppy who you just heard barking a minute ago. And then she is currently being pacified with some peanut butter. And then I have a 13-year-old Scottish Terrier who is much more mellow, and he just sits and looks out the window all day.
Love it. We love our animals, hence why I cannot work from home. There we are. Thomas, tell me more about programming. And your group serves the many diverse faces. Over the years, you've started to build bridges to other organizations, I understand.
Yeah, you know, what we wanted to do a couple of years ago was really just look at who we're serving and who we're not serving. And the people, the demographics we weren't serving, which one of our community partners were serving them and how can we partner with them? And so we, a couple of years ago, engaged in a partnership with HQ. They're a local runaway drop-in shelter for youth. And we said, hey, our demographic data shows that we serve very few young people of color in our office in East Town. And in having conversations with them, their demographic data showed that they served 70% of what the folks they served represented a community of color, and 30% of them identified as LGBTQ. So we said, hey, can we start a group in your space, go meeting the need where it is, and then we provide all the programming and you just provide the space. So we did that started about a year and a half ago. And now we're kind of, you know, it's on hold a little bit, but we've identified a couple other community partners where we're looking to kind of spread our reach a little bit. We're interested in possibly spreading some programming into Muskegon, pending some funding, you know, pending all this clearing up. But really looking at how there aren't really many services at all for LGBTQ folk and, youth in Muskegon. So how can we meet that need? A lot of people have obstacles driving all the way into Grand Rapids, cost, car, transportation. So we kind of wanted to reduce those obstacles a bit.
Great. Where does the planning of the festival stand, Thomas?
So we have rescheduled it. We were working with the City of Grand Rapids Special Events Department, and we wanted to get it in before school started. It will be held Saturday, August 1st at Calder Plaza from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m.
All right. Life is just being pushed back in the ways that are mandated. Thomas, how can the community help?
Yeah, we, as we've been launching things virtually, we are launching several different virtual technologically driven initiatives, looking to launch a mental health check-in line And that really just, it just costs money, money we didn't budget for. So if people have the means and they want to donate, you can go to grpride.org/donate. If you want to volunteer to be a check-in line volunteer, which means you just volunteer to have 4 to 5 just conversations with folk a week, you would just go to grpride.org/check-in and send me an email and we'll get you set up.
And details one more time for tonight's Zoom meeting.
It is from 3 to 4. Let's talk about our pets. If you go to the Grand Rapids Pride Center's Facebook page, it's an event under the Facebook page. We're just the Grand Rapids Pride Center on Facebook, and the Zoom link is right there. Feel free to join me. I'm excited.
Great. Thank you very much. Keep up your energy. Thomas Pierce, Executive Director of Grand Rapids Pride Center. Thank you.